So it says in the Gemara, V'atzabe es shayftechem bo'isahi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, k'neged makol ritzua. Yes, that's Daf Zayin, right? It's a few days ago. I don't know where we're supposed to be. Daf Yud now?
No, I mean,
Tches, all right, I'm on Zayin. Okay. So it's part of a three-piece Gemara there. The Gemara says first a pasuk from Mishpatim. Ve'ela Mishpatim asher tossim lifneim. Rashi says tossim, you should put down in front of them. Elu kli adayon. Then the Gemara has another thing that Rav Huna used to go to his bezdin and he would say, take out my kelim from my chanus, right? And they took out, he says, bring me out my makel, my ritzua, my shofar, and the sandal. And then you have the third Gemara, Batzaves Shayftechem Boisahi, that's this week's parsha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kenegin Makol Ritzua. So Rashi writes on the middle Gemara, of Huna Gemara, about that he said, get out the four Kalim. So he says, what are you going to do with the Makol and with the Ritzua? The Makol you're going to use for Makas Mardis. Rashi's Lashon is Makol, the Makas Mardis Adje Yachzer Boy. And the Ritzua is Malkus. It's for Malkus. Okay. And the Meiri says the exact same thing. And what does it mean over here in this week's parasha that Hashem was Va'atzave Eschem? What was Hashem being Mitzave about? So Rashi and Taisus have a shtickle machlekes. Rashi says, Sheyehuyu matilin emo al atzibur l'shem shamayim. That they should be matel the emo l'shem shamayim, do it l'shem shamayim, not because you're angry at the guy. And Taisus says, the other way, Sheloi lahatel emo al atzibur l'raduysim yosimidai. Don't put too much emo al atzibur l'raduysim yosimidai. Okay, that's the piece of Gemara with Rashi. So the Tal Torah, you know that is of Meir Arik. Meir Arik, he's one of the Talmidim of the Avnei Nezer, I think. Right? I think he was a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, I think. No? Meir Arik, he's Ma'oireb, that this Rashi is a big chiddush to him. That you do Makas Mardus with a stick. Rashi says that you do Makas Mardus with a makel. So he thought that you do Makas Mardus with a Ritzua. And actually, I think that the Ran in Ksubis is Mashma very much like Meir Arik, because the Ran brings a few deis down about Makas Mardus. We'll get there in a minute. And he says, but we're not makbid that the Ritzua should be with all the Pratim mentioned in Makas for the Ritzua of Malkus. So I get the impression from him that it was a Ritzua. So that's in the Sefer, the excuse me.
That's the point. You can just learn the Gemara that way.
So then,
it's not a Ritzua with the pitch of kids. It's just a.
Well, you call that a makel, though? I mean,
it's not dafka. It's not dafka makel.
Oh.
In other words, the point is.
Okay, but it is a makel, no?
No.
It's not a makel. It says makel, and it's not though. Not necessarily. Yeah. It's the most I could push it, but it could be. Okay, fine. So that was a chiddush to him still. He thought that you do it with a ritzua, with a strap. And here you see Rashi's saying it's a makel.
That's because the ritzua thing works, so therefore
you
have to do
more. Okay, so. Okay, so that's, you're getting mamish close to what Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah says like this. He says that that's Rav Dov Goldberg, you know? From Tel's Yeshiva. Your classmate.
The valedictorian.
Valedictorian? Okay.
There's only two of you.
Some work better than you.
There's only two of you.
So he says like this. He says, maybe Rashi and the Meiri, if we saw, wrote, when they said, the Makas Mardis, they stuck in there, Ad Sheyachzer Boy. Ad Sheyachzer Boy. Now, Tain is like this. There's two kinds of Makas Mardis. Really, this thing is a really fair Ran. I don't know, he didn't bring that Saran. The Ran says like this. The Ran says there's two types of Makas Mardis, the Ran and Ksubis. There's one type that the guy did an Aveira, the Rabban. And you hit him for punishing him, for, so Midaraisi, you give a guy Malkus. And for Isser, the Rabban, you give him Makas Mardis. And he writes that type is Ba'omed, you have to make a umdina how much you should give him. Ula hakil mi malchus shatayra. And it's not even as bad. They don't give him as bad as malchus shatayra. He doesn't say details. The Bach over there writes b'shem a certain sefer. The Bach on the side of the Ron, he says that he found in the sefer 13. They give him only 13 malchus by malchus maris. Whatever, you give him less.
Not even divisible by three.
Then it won't even be divisible by three. Then, yeah, it's true. And so, okay, so he says that, okay, he around just says less than Shaltaira. Zucked around, umihu, that's when we're giving him Makis Mardis on what he did in the past. But if the problem is that it's an Aver Nimsheches, that the person is halting Aver and he's continuing to do, on that we say, Makin Oisei Ajatetse Nafshe. Let me see the word. Neveir nimsheches makin oisei achetetzei nafshe. That's a lashon of the Ras.
What time?
I mean, we have also Ashi Rotsani.
Until he gives in and says he'll do it. He'll listen.
What type right. of Aveira is that again?
Even at the Rabbanon.
I mean,
nimsheches.
Nimsheches. It's continuing. Right, or anything. Or that's a derisa. But even if you're Rabbanon.
Well, the Bezin Shal Kohanim giving a mezuzah to a Doris, if I married to a Doris, they would
keep on hitting. That's a derisive. Yeah. Right. But he says, Beferish.
It could be derisive, but with this type of Marcus.
Again?
They do it is a derisive without the Asra, without all the things. So they can still be mocking him.
They could.
If
you're talking about if he's continuing to do it, if it's Nimsheches, he says they keep on hitting him right. Derisa or the Rabbanon. Either one. Anything, if the guy's not giving in, they'll keep on hitting him. But if he just did it once and they're giving him a Einish, then their Mekel, it's even less than Malchus. Well, you see, right? It says Beferish in the Gemara on those things. Right. So that's so Zok the Avodas David. That's mentioned in the Gemara for an Aseh, but the Ran says it's also for even any Durabanon, and it could be a Avera or a Mitzvah, anything. Because the Lashon he says, I think he used the word Aveira. I think, yes, Aveira Nimsheches. It doesn't have to be a, it can be anything. The Klal HaTzad HaShava is, the guy isn't in the future listening, even as a Deraisa, Derabbanan, Esei, Loise, no difference in all of them, they'll hit him Achetetz in Afshin. But if it's for the past, so male, I've already started to say like this. If the guy did an Aveir Durabonon, so it's supposed to be like Malchus but less. So then they also give him a whip, just like by Malchus. Just, okay, it doesn't have to have all the details. It's more Mekel. But when they're trying to get the guy to do it, so like you were saying, if a strap won't work, they'll take a stick and hit him. They'll beat him up until they'll listen. So Mimela, that's why Rashi and the Meiri, they wrote that word, Ad Sheyachzer Boy, because we're talking about that type. That's what he says.
The Kippa is only for certain things.
Kippa.
The Kippa is, yeah, that's only for the things that it says over there in Sanhedrin, like on payoff, or while I didn't get there. If three times he was over, if he was over three Malchus Deraisas, then they give him Kippa, or there's also the Rambam of the guy's murder that he killed somebody. Fine, so that's what he says. Now, I want to bring a little bit of a smach to the Avodas Davidai, because I had a whole, that there must be two types of Malchus Mardis. My smach was because I had a horror, I thought it was my horror, then I saw later the Tumim already makes the horror. It says that Rav Huna said, get out my four kelim. Rav Huna did not have smicha. You know the klal ha-gadol, that anyone who says Rav means he didn't have smicha. Because in Bavel, you're not allowed to give smicha in Bavel. So most Amorim never had smicha. Only the ones that are Rabbi is because they must have gone up to Eretz Yisrael to get smicha. But so Rav Huna didn't have smicha. Now, how then did Rav Huna say, "Get out my whip and my stick"? It's mefurash din in the Rambam and all the Rishayim. It's from the Gemara. If you don't have smicha, you're not allowed to give malchus. So he's not. He can't give malchus. So what's he getting out his whip for? Why does he have one? All right. So what's pshat? The teretz is he was getting it out for malchus mardus. So then why does he have a makel? Right, so now, according to Avodah Zarah, it's very good. The Rambam says, Beferish, that Makas Mardis you can do, even Bizman Azeh. We'll get to that later. You don't need smicha for that. So, what's that? Bizman, yeah, that's what they're, we'll get to it later. So, as according to Avodah Zarah, it's very geschmack, right? That you need, there's two Makas Mardises, so he took out both, one for this, one for this. But if you're going to learn that Rashi holds that you only use this stick for Malchus Mardus, and the whip is only for real Malchus, the Rebbe would have shipped abroad. That was my rap. Okay. But even though it's a very geshmaka thing what he's saying, and fits very nice, I'm not so sure it's the Emes Shitas Rashi. Why? Because there's a Gemara in Chulin, the very last Amid Beis in Chulin, pretty sure he has the last Amid Beis, it's a Kuf Mem Alf Amid Beis. It says over there a ma'ise of a yid that he was supposed to do shaloch haken, but he really wanted the mother. So what did he do? Before he sent the mother away, he cut off her wings, the feathers from the wings. So Mamela, he sent her away. She couldn't go anywhere. So then he grabbed her back. So I forgot what's the name of the Amoira who caught him. Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda gave him malchus. And he says, you're waiting until the wings grow back, and then you're sending her again. Because you weren't Yotze. You didn't send, that wasn't called sending. You have to do it again. So the Gemara says, why did he deserve Malchus? We paskin, it's a lavanitik lese. So he doesn't deserve Malchus. So the Gemara says, he gave him Malchus Mardus. It wasn't Malchus derais, it was Malchus Mardus. So Rashi writes, on that, on the Makas Mardus, Pirish Rashi, Ridui Betoichocha, Shelo Yargil Bozen. You give him Ridui Betoichocha, it's like Musar, that you shouldn't keep on doing such things like that. The Ein La Kitzva, there's no Kitzva, Rashi Shita, yeah? Ela Achei Kabbal Alav. It's only until you're Makabal that you'll be good. Now, why did Rashi figure that out, that the pshat was that he's giving it to him so he shouldn't be misragel in it and it's teichacha and all that whole shtickle teira? How does he know? Maybe it's just a punishment for he did something wrong. So I'm guessing it is nitiklasi because he did something wrong because he wasn't planning to do it over, right? He was planning to keep it. So that was wrong. He did something wrong, right? He could fix it. It's true. He could make a nitik lase, right? And he could go and fix it. But the vaila, he was doing a wrong thing. So how does Rashi know that the reason for the makas mardus is because he shouldn't be magal bazeh? But now when you're talking to me, I think maybe you have a point. Maybe still, but if he could fix it, it still doesn't make sense. Still, why should he get Michael's Myers? So fine, he did something wrong, but he's going to fix it now. So there, what's that?
If he does,
okay, right. But if he does, so why exactly? So why would you hit him? So it must be Shaliyah. Make sure he does it.
Right.
It's only for the future. So maybe it's
right.
So it could be it's all for the future, Takta, because you can't say it's for the past because he's going to send it away, and at the end he didn't do anything wrong.
And regular Lashon Tzadik says the guy doesn't clip the wings. He just doesn't do it. He's over the lav without doing that. Say he won't get malchus. But here this guy premeditated. He decided he wants to be over the Beit Torah. He wants
right.
to have to do it. What Rav Yehuda saw was someone like that. I'm giving malchus to.
Right, but with all what you're saying, it's still good what Rashi's saying, right? That it's all to force him
right.
to become
right.
better, because you can't say that he's getting punished on the past because Lamaisa, it's going to be Nitakalase. So it's okay. So very good. So you do that. I'm happy with that.
I thought he's saying he's being punished on the chutzpah.
Well, Rashi says, but first they punished him. Shalo yargul bozeh.
He'll do it again.
He'll do it again. So he's making sure he doesn't do this anymore. But it's not for the past because he's fixing it up. Okay, so then I'm very happy. So good. So then it fits in. So that could be that that's just in that particular example. And Taka Rashi would also hold there's the other type. Okay, very good. But now I want to get to what I think is the pshat by this one over here. In other words, fine. I'm done now with Rav Huna. Rav Huna had a makel and he had a ritzua. One was for this kind of makas mardis, one was for the other. But now, how about the one in our pasuk here?
Why didn't he have a sambo?
Why? Who? Rav Huna, he did. Rav Huna said, get me all four. Who?
No, he said on two.
Oh, by our pasuk. Very good. That's what Mamash are up to right now. How about our pasuk? Yeah. Here it says, V'atzav es sheiftechem bo yisahi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan kinegin makel ritzua. Okay, so now, of course, over here, it's not going to say about the sandal, of course, because the whole thing is be either, like Tosis, don't be too harsh, or do it l'shem shemaim. That has nothing to do with the sandal. But the shofar, where's the shofar? So who asked the kasha? Meshech Chachma on the parsha. He asks, why did it only say keneged makel ritzua, not keneged shofar? Okay, so first I'll say over his teretz. He has a more than a chap for a teretz, but he says like this. What's the shofar? To put people in cheirim. That's what Rashi explains. To put people in cheirim. Now, Zok the Meshech Chachma, what's going on in the Torah at this point in Parshas Devar? It's talking about the story with Yisroi and the Shoiftim. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. Lo yuchal levad yisei seschem. I'm making the sorry alofim, sorry meyos, sorry chamishim, sorry asars. When exactly in history is that, Yisroi? So, excuse me, Melchus Yom Kippur, right? Okay, now, we all know that means that they had just done the Egel and they got in Yom Kippur, fine. Now, it says in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Beis that in the Midbar, they did not do Bris Mil. Why? Because the Ruach Tzfainis didn't blow and it was a Sakana for them to do a bris. Why were they not zoichet to the Ruach Tzvainis? Because they were benidui. Menudim hayu. Why were they benidui? So there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says from the eagle, and Tosfos says from the meraglim. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So it's like the Meshech Chachma, according to Rashi, we have a good pshat. They were all in Nidui. So if somebody did something wrong, they didn't put anybody in Nidui, because they were all in Nidui anyways. So Memela, Zok the Pasuk, Vo'atzave es shayftechem bo'eisahi. At that time, no, at that time they were all in Cherem.
So
there's no more Cherem to put in. There's no more Cherem to put in. Okay.
That meant that Cherem that they were in meant that nobody could have anything to do with them?
With one another, you mean? Yeah, you're saying it's a whole different type of chair. Yeah, I was going to ask Mamish your type of kasha, because the Gemara in Moed Katan says, the Gemara asked a question, I'll give you like a dugma what you're saying. The Gemara says, is a menu de mutter betash mishamita? So the Gemara says, Kleistra was in Cheirim the whole 40 years, and they were mutter betash mishamita. So the Gemara says, menu de shamayim kiel. So lechayer, that's a ha'ara on the Meshech Chachma's teretz, okay? Because it's still nagan. For they could put person in bigger hammer, like you're saying. Okay, so that's one ha'ara, and I have another ha'ara also on the Meshech Chachma. My second ha'ara is like this. This was we talked about in Turi Evin like 7-8 years ago, in Daf Vav. Like this, the Tosfos brings Rashi that the chayim was from the eagle. So Tai says, how could you say that Klal Yisrael was in a nidui from the eagle? But it says befesh in the Torah, so lachti ki dvorecha. Hashem forgave them, so they're in nidui. So the Orech Laner answers for Rashi that so did I? Tai says it So did I say the wrong word? Maybe he doesn't say Ksalachti Kidvorecha. Whatever the word is that Hashem. That's why that
like
is.
But Kisisa.
It is in Kisisa.
That's Kisisa. Because of Kivarecha, yeah.
That's in Shlach. But is there another one also? Is it there? I don't recall that there's two of them, but we'll see in a minute. But even if it doesn't say the word, but Taisus, sure, everyone knows that Hashem gave them Mechila. Hashem did forgive them. So Taisus says that the Rashi is Shver. So the Aruch Lanier says Rashi never meant to say that they were in Nidui in a row. They were in Nidui when they did the Ego. And then on Yom Kippur, Avada, there was a break in the Nidui. And then it came back by the Meraglim. Rashi's just saying that it was there, you know, in the beginning, till Yom Kippur. And then again, it was off from Kippur till Tisha B'Av. That's. So in a Hanami, during that time, they talk it, they do Bris Mila, I guess. Why wouldn't I? Why can't we say yeah? How do you know it? Nobody had it. It says that there were tons of.
It was only a short period of time.
40 years was started from the Raglim. 38 years, whatever it was.
38 was when Raglim. So there was a little time in the middle when they were able to. I guess. I don't know. And according to Tosfos, it's Kal
v'Chomer. They did Pesach the second year. So they had to do it.
They had
to do
it.
Oh, that's what you mean. Like
They had one year. So Al Kapanim, that's what the Aruch Lanier says. And I brought a riot at the time to the Aruch Lanier, because it says in Chagiga that since they, well, the way Turi Eben explains the Gemara, since they were all Nidui, they weren't allowed to be makriv karbonis. So the Gemara asks, so who brought the Talmud? And Daf Vav Amud Beis. So the Shevet Levi. So there's a kasha that if you look in Rashi, the Mizrahi asks the kasha. If you look in Rashi in Parshas Kisisa, Rashi says that all the shkalim that they all brought was all used for the karbonis. So how could that be? All the people who gave shkalim, the whole Klal Yisrael gave shkalim. And you're telling me that only Shevet Levi was allowed to bring the Talmud.
For how long was that? The whole time they were in
the Nidui? The whole time that they were in the Nidui.
So then they couldn't eat meat because they're going to eat karbonis. So they really didn't have meat in the Nidui.
You're saying how I hear that. The Turi Evan talks about your Gemara. I don't remember what he says. You're saying that Lamaisa, they couldn't bring carbon. Yeah, I don't remember what he says. I have to take a look there. So, but Al Kapari on this Kasha, it's Miyushav according to the Aruch Lanier. Because when exactly is Rashi talking about that they all gave those shkalim? When they donated to the Mishkan in Nisan, which is right in between. It's after Yom Kippur and before the Meraglim. So then that would be Miyashav that kasha too. But according to this, of course, the whole Meshech Chachmas Pshat is not possible to be said. Because Yisra is also in between there. Yisra is in between. So that's another ha'ara on the Meshech Chachma. So we're saying two ha'aras on his teretz. First of all, the nidui is negeah for certain chumras. Second of all, according to the Aruch Lanier, it doesn't work because they were out of the nidui, even like Rashi in the middle.
We don't say nidui again.
What's that?
No din of nidui hutro
betzibur. There's no din that, yeah, you see the Gemara saying that they were all neither. The Gemara saying that, right.
Also, you see from the Meshech Chachma. I mean, also, another thing is, if the Nidui didn't apply to Shevet Levi.
Oh, so he couldn't write it in the Gav for Shevet Levi. Somebody in Shevet Levi could be Chayav and Nidui.
Right.
Yeah, that's also true. That's also all around. So I wanted to say a different teretz to his Kasha, because something bothered me in the Lashon of Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos said that the Rein Shalaylam said, don't be matal your emo on the tzibur yoiser midai, and don't do any of this ridu yoiser midai. What's the tzibur business here? It bothered me, the Lushin. It's nothing to do with the tzibur. It's if a person comes in and he's chayv malchus, right? So, with the, like it says, k'neged hamakal v'horitzua, So don't hit him too much or something, because it's the vardis, because the tzibur will get scared. That's the main problem.
Stick in your hand.
Don't walk around with the stick in your hand. You mean?
I'm in charge here.
You mean what's the lashon of Taisus? Let's see.
That's
Rashi. Taisus says the one with not too much. Shaloi lahatal emal atzibur lirad doisam yoser midai. So you're saying it means just stop. Don't walk around. Don't walk around with it. Okay, maybe. And Rashi, what was Rashi? Rashi just said. Sheyehu matilin emo ala tzibur l'shem shemayim. So again, it means like what? Like they should see the makal nirtzu of the tzibur. It's not talking about the person himself. Maybe that is a pashup shot. It just means that we're not talking about the person per se. They're not going to do anything, but it's like walking around with it and scaring people. I hear. Maybe that's the talk of the pashup shot. So I'll tell you the pshat I was thinking. I don't know if it's for sure the right pshat, but I was thinking that pshat's like this. There's a whole different thing of makal and ritzua, which is brought in the Gemara, you know, on Mem Vav. Makin ve'oinshin es atzibur, makin ve'oinshin shaloi midin toira, elo mipnei sha'ashot tzricha lekach. Right, that there's a thing that when people are getting hefker too much, they're allowed. Excuse me.
The guy on the horse on Shabbos.
So they killed him for that, and then it has another ma'isa ba'al ishtei befarhesia. So they went and gave him malchus. So I was wondering if it's talking about that din, meaning that it, and there it says in Shulchan Aruch on that din. B'shem the riff, that when you do this, you have to make sure you're doing it l'shem shamayim, because this is a very, broad thing that you like very, right, when to do it and when not to do it. There's no exact thing. You have to make sure you're doing it l'shem shamayim. So I was thinking that maybe, excuse me. But here you can understand the pshat of Bezdin has a huge power. They could go around hitting anybody. Because they hold that it's a pirtza, so you have to make sure you're doing it l'shem shamayim. And so then the pshat, if maybe this one when it says it over here, v'atzavet shayf teichem, is talking about that makal and ritzua, and it's saying then like mamash is saying, don't hit yoser midai like Taisa says, or don't do it shaloi l'shem shamayim. You have to be very careful when you do it and when you don't do it. Now, if that would be the pshat, then it would be a new answer to the kasha that the Meshech Chachmas, why didn't it say shofar? Because that you don't use shofar for that. Shofar you use for a guy who's chayv nidui, for one person. You don't scare the tzibur. And then it's very miduyik, the lashon, of Mataleim al Atzibur. Because if you look in Shulchan Aruch, where it brings down the din of Makin Ve'oinshin, it says Beferish over there that it's, it's a Simon Beis of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Hashem Mishmat Simon Beis. I don't know if people know, but it says right in Shulchan Aruch Beferish that Afilu Bizman Hazeh, Bezdin has the right to kill a person if they need to. I don't know if it ever happened, but that's what it says over there in Shulchan Aruch, and it brings the Gemara straight up. It's this Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Vav, that Makin Va'oinshin Shaloi Mina Torah, and right over there in the Pischei Tshuva, he writes b'shem a bunch of svarim that you're not allowed to do this to punish a yachid. It's only if it's a tzorech hatzibur that the whole tzibur needs shtikol ema, then they're allowed to do it. So then it would mamish be very meduyik, the lashon of Rashi and Taisvis, that when you're putting ema on the tzibur, you have to do it l'shem shemaim, you're not allowed to do it too much, and memela, that's why it says makal and ritzua, and not shofar, because that's not for the tzibur, that's not matleim on the tzibur, that's for a yachid. So then it would come out, according to this, that it's two bezundere gemaras. Even though it says makel and ritzu, and it says makel and ritzu and shayfer, it's not the, talking about the same exact thing. There it's talking about makel ritzu and shayfer for makas mardus and that. And here it's talking about makel and ritzua to be matalema out to the other day. So that's...
Ramesh wrote as a tshuva to Governor Kerry of New York.
Oh, yeah?
And were, I think about the death penalty in New York. He asked him what you know, the Torah says about it. He says, even though we believe we have capital punishment with Adim Hasra in once in 70 years, but if the tzibur needs it, then we do have such a...
Oh, so your mama said that. Very good. And you know that Azoy state in the Ritva, on Pei Gimel in Bob Mitzi and Asechas Poyalim, that the king told, I forgot what the Tana's name was, which I think was a Tana, he told him, catch people and we'll kill them, the Ganovim and these guys, and he used to catch them. Was Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon? Oh, that's right, that was his name. So the Shaila is, so what kind of thing is this? What kind of the business is this? So the Ritva says, a king has the right to kill people if he feels that it's needed to keep things running, and Rav Elazar Reb Shimon went along with it. With that koyach, and that was a goyish king.
Besides Mishpat HaMelech. I mean, the Mishpat HaMelech we have also, which is different.
We also have a melech, Yiddish, right. But there you see, he says on a goyish melech, a goyish melech could do it, and Rav Elazar Reb Shimon get brought in people.
So what's the rashes of the union of Shaykhun? It sounds like the Shaykhun did all this, not the Shaykhun. It does not go to it by a Shaykhun.
Which Rashi are you bringing? Shaifti Mishaitrim. So there Rashi says also the word Makal Ritzua. I don't remember that. I know he says that they...
Raiden.
Does he use does he say Makal Ritzua?
Okay, so
I'll tell you in a minute something very good once you're already on that.
Right, he said because was there a Makis Mardis in the Bible?
Right, who says there was?
What is that Makal Ritzua for?
Very geschmack.
It does say, he's right.
Beautiful. Oh, wow. And he says that on Shaitrim? Oh, beautiful. Oh, that's Mamish. Okay. So that could also be Adshe Kabbalah Vesdina Shaifet. So that's already another.
He's the Shliach of the Shaifet.
He's like a shliach of the shayfet.
The shayfet
to keep to make enforce them it. Enforce
the
enforce the din of the right. Oh, so because all right, once I'm at
Whoever brings it, why didn't he have the shayfet with him? Why is he coming around with
Makal? I don't know if he was really
Tony from
Long. He wouldn't give the people the right to the show.
Right. He just brought up. Maybe he did have. Once you're on this, I'm going to already say over that this is mamash negate to what you're asking. The sma in the first simon of Shulchan Aruch of Cheshen Mishpat, he brings there that the tour in this very simon, the simon aleph of Cheshen Mishpat, brings that the dayan is supposed to take out sheyem zuman lefanov hamakol v'haritzua v'hashayfer. He's supposed to have all these things out. And the Sma says, "Sarichin sheishmitu ha-mechaber barama." What? V'gam loy ra'isi zekeinim kashishoy dinagukach. As I look at the Sma, says, "What happened?" So he says he thinks that the din of all these clay halayonim, this whole thing, was learned out from the pasuk ve'ela hamishpatim asher tasim lifneim tasim. Says the Gemara is to tell you to put down all these kelim. And the Gemara in Gittin says from the word lifneihem, lifneihem v'loy lifnei had yoytis. Only if you have smicha. And we don't really have smicha anymore. Memela, since we don't have smicha anymore.
And that just means that or just
mumchin? Mumchin means
not smicha.
Well, he says that, I mean, the Gemara, when it said over there in Gittin, lifneihem v'loy lifnei had yoytis, it meant smicha. The Gemara is talking about that. If you're not smuchin, you can't. The Gemara in Gittin, I'm talking.
We
haven't
gotten
that. But when you, in other words, when you have analukim, right? Over there, it means you need to have smicha for those things. That's what it means. Whenever you have a lukim, you need smicha, or else you can't do all those things. So he says, once we don't have smicha, then you don't have the din either of having this cake. Oh, very good. So the Tumim asks on this ma, what are you talking about? But Rav Huna did it. And Rav Huna didn't have smicha. So he says, mamash opposite. He says, it's a ride to the sma. Because why does the Gemara say Rav Huna did it? Echmein yeder dayan, anywhere, did it. Vaisa is really, they stopped doing it. Rav Huna was machmer, or whatever, he did it anyways. But really, it's not a chiv anymore. And it is an unbelievable thing. In the Mechon Yerushalayim, today they have Tur, Mechon Yerushalayim, you know, there's like 50 volumes of Tur. So they have in the back, Matsonu Ksav Yad Shel Hadrisha. You know, Drisha is the sma. He wrote both. They found the Ksav Yad on like 5 simonim around there, a little bit. And they printed it in the back of the volume. So I was looking in there. And there, the Drisha writes the same thing. Kosavti, that doesn't apply anymore. Aval L'chayr Shver from Rav Huna. Zakter, no, it's a ride to me from Rav Huna. Because it was only Rav Huna. Mamish, the Tumim was Mechavin, La'amita Shal Teira, that Sma himself writes it. Now we have it. From Mechon Yerushalayim. So it's very nice. See, Mamish was Mechavin to... He's saying it's a raya that it must not really the din anymore, because if Rav Huna did it, like a chiddush, Vaisa saw the other day and weren't doing it anymore. So Memela... Rav Huna did it anyways, even though there's no chiyuv. It's not, you're not a chiyuv anymore because we don't have smicha. But since Amal, there was a chiyuv, so he was noig to do it, even though it's not really a chiyuv anymore to do it nowadays. Well, if you don't have smicha, you're not a chiyuv to do it.
So why was
Oh, well, I'm getting there. Right? I'm almost using up my. All right, I'll get there. I'll still get there. So like this. So yeah, I'm getting there. So he says, but Lamaise, I maybe that's the answer for the Mechaber and the Ramah, but Lamaise, the Tur and Rav Haigoin kanire hold that you do have to do it because the Tur did bring it and Rav Haigoin did bring it. So okay, Tzarichin Vaisis, they held that you have to do it nowadays, and. But the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah held you don't. Oh, so at first I was thinking like this, that maybe the pshat is that the Tur and the Ramah are going l'shitasa. At first I was thinking like this. I don't think Lamaise is the truth, but I was thinking like this. The Ramah writes in Simin Tov Chaf Hei, which is the other end of Cheshit Mishpat, third last Simin. He says, Bizman Hazeh, we don't do any Oinche Aguf. No Malkis, no Misa, and no Chavota. Okay? That's what he writes. None of this. The only thing we have left is Nidu. So what's this Chavota thing? So the Gra on the spot says it means we don't do Makas Mardis. Okay? And Azoi, the Prima Godim, also in the Psicha, he brings it down. He says, Vermo holds no Makas Mardis, Bismanese. But the Gra says it's Nishta Zoy. He argues with the Ramah. And he says, if you look in the Tur, you'll see it says black, white in the Tur that we give Makas Maris, Bizman Hazeh. So Memela, I was thinking that that's the Machlekas Lashitasek. The Tur said that you still do it. Why? Because there's something to do with that. You could still take out your Makal and your Ritzua for the two types of Makas Maris. But the Ramah holds, wow, there is none anymore. That's what I thought. But I don't think it's the truth because it doesn't answer the Shaifer. So why wouldn't the Ramah still say you should bring out the Shaifer? Right? It answers two of them. So, okay, you start doichiking maybe that if you, the mitzvah is to do all of them or something, and if you're not going to do some of them, you don't do, I don't have anything solid to say. So I don't really think that's the real answer. The real answer just has to be, like he's saying, that the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch hold that nowadays you don't have, that nowadays you don't do it. But the Aruch HaShulchan, this is what also goes on the Kasha. Oh, I forgot to say, the Tumim blibes with the Kash. Says, okay, that's why I think that he brings the Sma. That's the answer. Okay, fine. The Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring it because the Ramban the Shulchan Aruch hold that bismana zeh, it's not negay only by smuchin. Fine, the Torah maybe holds it as negay even bismana zeh, but we don't go with it. But Tumim says one thing bothers me. The Rambam writes things that are negay hein bismana zeh hein bimoysa mashiach. The Rambam has, so why didn't the Rambam bring it? Well, that you can't answer with that type of terence. So yeah, that's his kasha. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Aleph Cheshem Mishpat, he says the Rambam did bring it. It says it in the Rambam, in the Sanhedrin, Perik Aleph, Halacha Aleph. And the Rambam writes there that you have to have a Sanhedrin, and you're chayev to have Shoitrin. The hashoitrim holchim bashukim bashvakim imakol ritzua, and if anybody is doing things wrong in this in the stores with the prices with the sha'arim and they use the makol and the ritzua to make order. So memela the Rambam did bring it, and zokti aruch hashulchan, and memela with that is miyushav the whole kasha, because what was the whole kasha? That the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch left it out, you don't need the teretz of this man anymore. The teretz is because nowadays there's no shoitrim. We don't have shoitrim. And since the whole din of the makal and the ritzua is with the shoitrim, if you have no shoitrim, you have no makal and the ritzua.
Why don't we have shoitrim?
Oh, so the Shah is, why don't you have shoitrim? So I'll tell you over what the Aruch HaShulchan answers.
The shoitrim only there is the hafish mitzvah, right? That's not punishment.
They're just there to, well, I mean, the way the Rambam seems to make these shaitrim, to make sure that people listen, okay. Right? To enforce.
What gives them the authority?
What gives them the authority, I guess, that they're shluchim of the Bezdin. Yeah, I guess so. The Bezdin sends them out.
I'm saying they have to be
chaker each and every situation.
You mean
practically?
You mean how do they decide?
Right, who gets shmeis?
So I guess Bezdin
gives them guidelines.
Gives them, right? Tells them go and see anyone who's doing this and that. So the shayla, but why don't you have shaitrim? So this is what it says in the Aruch HaShulchan. I'll tell you first what the Aruch HaShulchan says. He says because you can't have shaitrim without authority from the malchus. That's what he writes, and he says that's gufa the answer. Why Rav Huna still had Shaitrim? Because he had authority from the Malchus. But Bismana said we don't have authority from the Malchus. That's what he writes. So what does he mean exactly?
It looks all those things are like part of the censor, like he wouldn't have written that.
Oh, at HaShulchan?
Yeah.
That's his whole teretz. It's like not, he's not saying it as a din there. He says, behold, Rav Huna did it.
So
how come Rav Huna
should have said it, because said the government won't give him.
You mean
give
still Negea? Why can't the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah bring it? But Makom that the Malchus let. Yeah. I don't know. But I'll say over what it says in the Sma. That's what he says. Okay, but I'll say over a Sma, and that's printed in this Mechon Yerushalayim, and if you use him with the Aruch HaShulchan, it will mamish come out. The Drisha writes that also shoitrim is only when the bezdin is smuchim. It goes together with shoiftim v'shoitrim titan lecha. When there's shoiftim, there's shoitrim. If there's no real shoiftim, then there's no din of shoitrim. So he says, bizman she'ein smuchim, there's no shoitrim. So now if you say that together with the Aruch HaShulchan, now you have a nice teretz, right? Then you don't have nowadays any shoitrim, so you don't have any makal and ritzua. Of course, according to the Sma, you're going to have the kasha back on Rav Huna. So why did Rav Huna have them? So, but that we have the Sma already said himself that he didn't really have to have it at all. He just did it anyways, even though he didn't have to have it. Okay, so Bikitzer, what we're coming out is like this: that why doesn't it say it in Shulchan Aruch? Why doesn't it mention these kelim and Shulchan Aruch? Right? So we're saying one teretz is it's only by smuchim, and the other teretz is it's only by shoitrim. And why is there no shoitrim? Either smicha or he says al tamalchus. Okay. Shlichusayhu. You see, he's saying that. This ma is saying that. Right. I guess they didn't make shlichusayhu on there. Shlichusayhu is only on the things which they made the shlichusayhu. Oh, so now. I wanted to say like this. We said that Rashi and Tosfos, that's what I want to explain, are when they learn our pasuk, Vatzabes Shayftechem, that Makal Nirtzua was for the Tzibur. That wasn't for the Yachid. That was for the Tzibur to be Matal Ema on the Tzibur in case they need it. Now there's a big machloikis in the Rishonim on that Gemara, where it says that you're allowed to be makin and oinchin the shaloi kedin. The nimuke yosef and the chidushe haran say that koyach is only if you are Sanhedrin. You have to have a mamish be a real Sanhedrin in order to do that. Now, the Birke Yosef has a shayla in the Birke Yosef in Chosha Mishpat is not sure if they meant Mamish 23 or anyone with real smicha. He's not sure which one the Chiddush Iran meant. Did he mean Mamish 23 or just smicha? On the other hand, as we see from Shulchan Aruch holds it's any bezdin in any door, ad hayoyim hazeh, can be makin v'oinch. Now, according to what I'm saying, when it says in this pasuk "Vatzave es shayftechem," which is real shayftim, and I'm saying it's makal ritzua, meaning that din of makin va'inchin, it's much more mashma that then you really need to be a real Sanhedrin. It's maybe not muchach, but it's much more mashma that you would have to be a real Sanhedrin. So I want to say in a chanami, Rashi does hold you need to be a real Sanhedrin. Because it's really, there's a Chuvas Bris Yaakov, says like this. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. I don't remember the name of the Amoira now. It was an Amoira that there was a Isha, Ashes Kayen Shazinsa. He went ahead and built a whole logs with fire and threw her in. Because it says Ba'ish Tisarf. So the Gemara, this is on Nun Beis, the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Ta Betarti. First of all, he made a mistake that Bizman Azeh, we don't do Sreifa. We don't do Arba Mitzvah's best. And the other mistake he made was that it's not a bonfire. It's lead. So he made a double mistake. So there's a very interesting Rashi there. Rashi writes, This Amoira bedoires ha'achroinim shel ha'amoiroim hayo. So shall vos vil Rashi. So the Tshuvas Bris Yaakov says, Pshat and Rashi's like this. That Be'emes, Rashi's bothered. Who said he made any mistakes? The din is that if a guy needs Migdar Milsa, if you need for the Almas parts, you're allowed to kill a guy. So maybe he didn't make any mistakes. Why does the Gemara say that just because it's Bizman Azeh? But even Bizman Azeh. So Rashi says, no. He goes, B'doyer Sa'achareinim Shalmai Roy. And there was no Smicha and Memela. Since there was no smicha, you can't do the din of makin v'inchin shalai b'din tayr. Which that's what Rashi wanted. So then it comes out that Rashi is taka l'shitasai. Rashi holds that you need smicha in order to do makin v'inchin. So that the fits.
Said it means the kanoi who said it. Who said the din?
Which din are you talking? Makin v'inchin is a brisa. The din of makin v'inchin is a brisa. Right. So that was still when they had smicha. But so then it stims with the Rashi that I'm saying over here. The two Rashi stim. So now the last question is one little question. If you go with the Rishonim that say that you're only allowed to do Makin Ve'oinshin Bizman Sheyesh Smuchin, but Makas Mardus is definitely Afilu Bizman Azeh. Makas Mardus is Afilu Bizman Azeh. That's Mamish Yusir Rav Huna did it. And many Gemaras have Nagdei, they used to do it. What's the difference exactly that you need to have smicha to do makin v'oinshin, and makas mardus, you don't need to have any smicha? Makas mardus is also after the guy did it too. For the purpose of afrusha meisura? I mean, also the makin v'oinshin shalom yidin Torah is to be mat, the people are getting hefker, right? you're also doing it to get people to be good. So I want to say Yesoid, a very important answer. The Gemara asks, how the Gemara brings the Brice in Yevamos. Makin Voinchin, they used to give Makin Voinchin to Labidin Torah, affect the Gemara in Yevamos. I thought that Bezdin is only allowed to be Oiker B'Shev Al Tase. But here, they're hitting people, they're being over on Loisaisif B'Kum Vase. So the Gemara answers, no, L'migdar Milsa, you're going to allow to go B'Kum Vase. So the kasha is, why did the Gemara have to come on to a case of a brice of Makin Voinchin? The Gemara should ask, how do you ever give Makas Mardis? How do you ever give anybody Makas Mardis? You're being over B'Kum Vase. So Rabbi Chanan says, it's not true. He has a klal goal. He says all isurei ben adam lachaveiroi are only der hashchasa v'kilkul, but if you're doing it to fix the person, it's not the law at all. He says malim pnei chaveir barabim. If it's done for the right purposes that the navi is doing it to klal Yisrael, or oinuas devar, if you're doing it for the purpose of teichacha, it's allowed. He says the same thing. If you're giving somebody makas mardus to fix him up, It's not a lav at all. So the shayla. So then, why is Makin Va'Einshin considered? Why is Makin Va'Einshin considered being Iker a lav? Exactly. Because it's not to fix him; it's to get yenim for the tzibur. So memela over there, you have to have mamish l'migdar milsa. That also answers this kasha. If you want to do a lav, you want to Iker a lav b'kum vaseh, you need a Sanhedrin. You need smuchim to do that, to be eiker the law b'kum vase l'migdar milsa. But Mashenk and Makas Mardis is in such a grace azach, because there's no isur at all. It's just to derech tikkun. So there you can do it even bizman hazeh. Okay. Fine, okay.
There is no shir next week.
The following week,
yes.
No, yes, no.
No, yes, no.
That's
one vacation week.
I don't want to say anything.
Thank you. What do I name this year? What?